Hi, I'm Terry Snowden. Welcome to the Forever Mancunians series here on the Forever Manchester podcast platform. In each episode, we bring you an interesting and inspirational conversation with local people doing extraordinary things in our communities. Wigan-based Daffodils Dreams was formed in 2019 by Maureen Holcroft after Maureen read a disturbing article in a newspaper and decided something needed to be done about it. Daffodils Dreams hold events and activities across the local area, encouraging people to show their support for young people across the Wigan area. I'm delighted to welcome founder of Daffodils Dreams, Maureen Holcroft, and her partner in crime, Noreen Bond. Welcome.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for the invitation.
It's a pleasure. Now then, before we get into all the nitty-gritty of Daffodils Dreams, tell me something about yourselves and life before the dream became a reality.
Yeah, I'm one of six children.
Wow. Should have got a telly.
Great childhood. Was always the one that was always out playing out. I'd be out in the morning, come back at tea time. Had a great, my memories of my childhood are really, really good. Four sisters and one brother. Lots of different jobs that I've had, varied experiences, which I think helped me when I wanted to set Daffodils Dreams up. A lot of transferable skills that I gained through a lot of the jobs that I'd done. A lot of friends and family, I met along the way, still got now, which again just helped.
My childhood was a little bit different to that of Maureen's. I was one of five, and when Maureen asked me would I join her when she proposed what she was setting up, I said yeah, because I felt I shared experiences with the children that we wanted to help. I come from a background where I know what hunger pains feel like, having badly fitted clothing, shoes with holes in, and was bullied. And, you know, as Maureen had described, these children that are underprivileged, that was me. I just remember the bullying from the fact that I was smelly and I was dishevelled and all of that. So when Maureen said she was going to set this up, that's when I jumped on board. And I've had various careers as well.
Okay, so how did Daffodils Dreams come about?
Well, the name of Daffodils came about as a child. My dad was a keen poet. He loved his poetry, and that reflected within his children. His favourite poem, or one of his favourite poems, was Daffodils. I suppose it was an easy one for children to learn and to recite, so all the children learned it, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. When I was looking for a name, I looked at the meaning of Daffodils, and rebirth and new beginnings is what it means, which I think is quite apt for what it is, what we're trying to do for the families. And our dream is to make that happen. So that's where Daffodils Dreams comes from. As you said earlier, Terry, where the idea came from, I was recovering from eye surgery. 6 weeks later, I got my sight back. The first thing I read in the paper was about child poverty in Wigan. Although you know it's there, me and Noreen worked in a primary school together, and we saw it firsthand every day, the impact of the children that we felt were living in poverty and for different reasons. And then seeing the stats in the paper, I thought, when I go back to work, I need to cut my hours down, which is what I did. I cut my hours down to 4 days, and then for that fifth day, I started to set Daffodils Dreams up. I knew I needed to do something, and that was when Noreen jumped on board to help.
Well, I was retired by this time, so it was a little easier for me. You know, I was really interested in what Maureen was doing. I had no clue what we was going to do. We set out with £1 to open a bank account, and that was the beginning of the journey.
I guess what you do is pretty confidential.
Yes.
So how do you reach out to provide the support that you provide?
At the beginning, we was told to network, get out there. So we did that for months and months. It was back-to-back meetings, with 3 and 4 meetings on every Friday, wasn't it? Introducing ourselves to schools, to social services, mother and baby units, anybody that would need our help. We then, we post all over Facebook. When we've got appeals, we will contact these people and tell them what is available. Sometimes I will get offered an item or items. So I then, my contact through social services, I contact them and offer it out to the children. So they know what's available. So it's basically keeping everybody in the loop, informed, just getting the word out there, social media.
I'm assuming it, but I suppose that your support can extend, and I think you've just alluded to it a little bit, your support can extend to some of the simple things that many of us often take for granted.
Yeah.
To help those in situations where their situations mean nothing can be taken for granted. So what is it that you know, pantomime tickets, trips out to the cinema, that type of thing?
Well, it can be something as small as, well, small to us, a child having bedding. That could be a quilt, it could be pillows, it could be just as simple as sheets and pillowcases, to clothing bundles, so children don't have clothes that fit them properly, or they might only have summer clothes when it's winter, toiletries, so children going to school when they're dirty, target for a bully, so we provide toiletries so they can look after themselves. We don't get a lot of food, but when we do get food in, that's allocated to certain families. Then the Panto tickets, they come in every Christmas. Activity vouchers over the summer. So we've worked in schools.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it as much now, but it used to be, come back after the summer holidays, stand up, tell everybody what you've done over the summer holidays. Those children have nothing to tell. Are very quiet. We want to give them something to tell. So when they go back to school, they've watched the latest film. They've been to the bowling. They might not have had a fantastic holiday like a lot of the children, other children have, but they've got something to share, something that's made their holiday. We do the Christmas appeal every year, Christmas Eve boxes. So that's nightwear, bed socks, sweet treat.
So it's all about making that little bit of a
memory,
difference.
Yeah.
Isn't
good
it?
Good memories for them.
Creates a memory.
I think everybody has nice memories about things that are done for them. As I said, in my childhood, I don't remember a lot of things because I think you don't if they're not nice things. But what I can say for Daffodils, we've got lots of feedback from people who are so grateful for what it is that we do, or Daffodils does, and that's also through our dedicated volunteers.
Yeah.
For example, I just wanted to say a huge thank you to you and the team at Daffodils for all the support you give throughout the year, and especially for all of your efforts to make sure all our families have received toys, food, that is very much appreciated. Many thanks. I mean, Daffodils cannot do what Daffodils does without the support of the people that help us to help those disadvantaged children and families. We just couldn't do it.
There was a young girl that we supported with a clothing bundle that wasn't going out socialising with her friends, and the feedback we got from that was the girl has been seen in her new clothing and has been out in the community a lot more with friends now that she has some nice things to wear. A little brother was so excited looking through his bag of clothes. He was especially happy with his brand new Batman and Spider-Man t-shirt.
So what did Daffodil Dream do to generate support?
Ourselves out there to the press. We had connections because of schools. Maureen, definitely connections because she used to work for another charity.
I was
Maureen.
Advocacy coordinator, so I had a lot of links through that, and I still tap into those organisations now. We have a lot of people that will either ring up other organisations, the lady from the NHS was in yesterday asking for advice. We get social workers that would just ring and ask, can you help me, Maureen, do you know of this, that and the other, and because I've got that signposting experience, it's all, you never leaves you. But I would say for me the biggest thing is, like Noreen said, the press. They do support us, they've supported us from day one. They're always keen to promote anything that we're doing, but I'd say social media.
Media.
And raising awareness within our boutique.
Yep.
People come in and they ask what we're all about, and then when they find out what we're all about, everybody wants to help.
Brilliant. Now, do you organise events and activities? And if so, what type of activities do you organise and host?
So our annual ball, we have a lot of businesses that come along and support us either as a sponsor or just come along on the night, or we'll donate a prize. Schools. A lot of schools, we help them and they want to help.
Help you in return.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I love about that, because my background, I was a childminder for 10 years. Well, I love children. And I just think that if you can get children involved as well, which, you know, we try to make them aware, because awareness develops empathy, it encourages inclusivity, and it inspires actions. For me, and we're already seeing that. We had a little boy, little Archie, used his birthday money to buy books for the children. We support such a thoughtful and selfless act from a young boy. He's only 7, yeah. Maureen, was yeah. it? So we celebrate, you know, the spirit of giving and kindness, and that's what, when we're doing the awareness and getting into schools and the children helping us, and there was a little one, Isaac, 10, he'd sorted out his coats and wanted to donate to other little boys who weren't as well off as him. And that was just...
And on the day that he donated, had a referral in. Yeah. So he was thrilled, because I knew they were coming in, and he came and I said, Isaac, you'll not believe it. I've just had a referral through for a little boy your age, and he needs a warm coat. So he was so happy.
Over the moon.
Now, it's not like social services, is it?
No.
I mean, I'm right in thinking that there wasn't a focused organisation like Daffodil's Dreams in Wigan until maybe you started to set one up.
That's right.
There is other organisations helping children, but they're a little bit different to us.
I think what's unique about Daffodil's is, and people say, oh, it's a charity shop, but we're not just a charity shop. People who come into our pre-loved boutique, we call it a boutique, they kind of like to stay and chat, and we've got lots of regular customers who come back time and time again, but we have got also got those that want to pour their heart out, which then leads us on to saying that we are setting up Daffodils in the community, which Howard Terry here actually gave us that name.
Well, it's nice to know I'm useful for something.
Yes, thanks, Terry.
We need to explain to our listener about the boutique that you mentioned, because you actually run a boutique in Wigan, don't you? Tell me about that.
Oh, it's lovely.
We love it.
Everybody that comes in says it's not like a charity shop.
Yeah,
we love how it's set out. It smells nice. All the staff, depending on, you know, which volunteers are in, they always get the same welcome, the same greeting. My husband is on board now, Kev, which has made a massive difference. And he's always, he brings the fun to the boutique. He's even got a box of toys that when the children come in, he gives free toys out to the children. He's put a lot of different initiatives in place, hasn't he? Yeah. So people come in regular basis. I mean, sometimes they don't even come in to buy. They're just coming in because they may not speak to anybody that day. We've got the building, which enables us to do our referrals. But for the people that don't qualify for referral, can come in and buy very, very cheap clothing,
very cheap.
Good quality clothing. They walk out with 2 carrier bags and they've not spent £20, and they've bags of stuff. And that's why we have returning customers.
We mean bundles of clothing. We don't just send, you know, a coat and a pair of shoes. We actually send bundles of clothing or bedding or toiletries, whatever comes in, and that helps us to fund that side of Daffodils.
Well, it pays the rent.
It pays the rent, absolutely. Now, I'm sure, and you've already told me something, I'm sure that you've got some standout stories to tell of the impact that Daffodil's Dreams has had on people.
Yeah.
Obviously, without naming names and embarrassing individuals or those concerned, can you elaborate? Are there any stories that you can share about people who've benefited from the work that you do?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, a lady came into the boutique with one of our regulars. She left the shop, she came back in, and she went, oh, I've just realised I'm in Daffodil's Dreams. She said, can I just say to you? Should you help me out 3 years ago? She said, we was in a really bad place. Me and my 3 young children, they got moved because they were being racially abused. She said, and we had nothing. We left in what we was wearing. 3 days later, she said, the bundles came. She said, and it was like Christmas. The kids were pulling the things out of the bags and thought, oh, Mum, I can't believe it. She said, and it was all brand new. She said, so I just want to thank you. So that was lovely. She didn't have to speak up. She could have, you know, kept her mouth shut, but it was really nice of her to thank us personally.
Now, I know it takes a lot of time and commitment and dedication and energy and effort and money. Is the delivery of Daffodil's Dream and the provision of your support dependent on the commitment of volunteers?
We have fantastic volunteers.
Yeah. We have the best volunteers. We really do. They go above and beyond. How I am and how Noreen is exactly how all our volunteers. That's why they come along. They want to come back. They want to, when they come, they want to work. They want to make things better for the people that we're trying to support and serve. They're all friends of friends, family.
Yeah.
We call ourselves Daffodil's Dreams family because that's how it is. People come in and, like I've said before, no matter who they speak to, they get the same the same service. They're dealt with respectfully.
We become a family. All our volunteers would go out socially, which, you know, Blackpool, I think, was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I did get mowed down, though, by
a lady in a mobility scooter.
She was
a learner.
But what I'm saying is that we go out as a family and we enjoy
We have a great team.
And that helps.
Since Daffodil's Dream started, have you had to learn things as you go along?
It's been a roller coaster. It was a really hard struggle the first 2 years, I would say.
Yeah.
We hadn't a clue really of how to set things up. We knew what we wanted, but to get it like to a point where it was succinct and we knew exactly what to say and what to do, it was definitely a struggle, but well worth it. Very rewarding. And Maureen, a dog with a bone, she would, you know, any hurdle that we came across, she was I'm not having that, and you know, today she's here, and that's the proof that her determination, her passion, you know, has seen her through.
And know that Daffodil's Dreams are part of the good stuff that goes on in support of young people across your communities.
Yes.
Do you partner with other organisations?
Oh, lots gone, Maureen.
We do, so there's Action Station, who we donate items to, the Baby Bank, Spinners Mill, the Wheelchair Fund. These are all like local organisations supporting the people and children of Wigan. The Mother and Baby Unit we work very closely with. Anybody that approaches us and wants our help and wants to work with us, we are more than happy to join forces because our aim is the same.
I suppose, perhaps, in some circumstances, it takes a bit of courage for someone to get in touch and to engage with you.
Yeah, we don't take self-referrals.
Okay.
So if I do get approached, which I do get regular messages from different families, I point them in the right direction. I tell them where they need to go, so to the right professionals that can make that referral on their behalf.
Daffodil's Dreams clearly demonstrates what can be achieved when a connected community comes together like you guys have done. Do you think it's a case of having to come together to help and support each other locally? Or would you say that there's a general lack of wider understanding and support when it comes to the needs of young people? I think what I'm trying to say is, in this wonderfully increasingly complex and diverse world that we live in, do you think the importance of developing young lives is getting more and more overlooked?
Oh, that's a bit of a difficult one. We're in a difficult situation all around, aren't we? You know, poverty, child poverty, economics. I don't really know how to answer that one, Terry, really. All I know is we are trying our best, and we know that in Wigan we have got other wonderful organisations that are trying their best to do what we can for children in the hopes that they are given a, made aware, the ones that can are made aware that this is going on with children less fortunate, and if we can pull together that, and I do think it works, and I do think the Wigan community
are so generous. Just all pulled together when they know there's children that are in need.
Now, has the cost of living crisis had an impact?
Yes.
And how have you responded?
We've just seen an increase in referrals, and not only say we sometimes we'll get a referral just for toiletries. No, it can be everything. Toiletries, clothing, bedding.
Yeah.
And it can be for five children in the family, mum and dad.
Yeah.
So that becomes a huge
job in itself.
Yeah, because when we do a bundle, we don't just say, right, five tops, five bottoms. If you was going shopping for outfits, that's what we do. We match everything up. If we wouldn't put our children in or wear them ourselves, we don't send them out to anybody else. So that takes a lot of time, effort, a lot of love goes into all those things. I think having the boutique, we've seen more of that because the need for the shop. I mean, we've got Poundrails and Next, River Island,
Zara, all really good
items are on there for £1. So we know there's a need when people are coming in and making a beeline for these Poundrails.
I guess that what you do also comes with a great sense of satisfaction, obviously.
Yeah.
Are there any examples of people having their lives changed as a result of your work? I know you've brought some examples, but I also have picked up today that you've helped and supported the lives of more than 5,000 young people.
Grandma that used to come, Mary, changed her life.
Mary looks after her two great-grandchildren, and she used to come to our chill chat and shops. Lovely, lovely lady. And then I introduced her to another organisation that I forgot we actually do work with. So Tyler Lee, her company, do marvellous things for the young children. They offer Her in Beauty training sessions. So we work closely with them. Mary started to go along to their sessions. They love her as much as we loved her. And she goes there quite regular. And she's sort of getting out a little bit more now. She's
helped to build a confidence, hasn't it? Helped her to build a confidence.
Yeah, and I think the children are doing better.
Yeah.
Through the support from people like us, Tyler Lee and Social Care. So I suppose that's one of the good.
Yeah.
How do you see the future? Do you have any exciting plans? I know you're going to be opening this Daffodils in the Community space.
We're going to open that for two days a week. Because we just feel that that's the best way to start, because we like to know what the public want, not just what we think they want. So we're going to start twice a week, and it'll be refreshments, it'll be chatting. We're going to invite once a month the ladies and gentlemen from care homes to come in. We'll go pick them up, bring them, they can have a little shop, they can come and have a nice cuppa and a chat in our cosy area, which helps them, because you might think, oh well, they're in a home, but they can be so isolated even though they're living in a home. So we're hoping that that will help to break the isolation. People that we know have said that they will come in like solicitors and give
free surgery session
and so on.
CAB, DIAS.
So we've got lots of things,
but we need to start small. As for growing Daffodils any bigger than we are, people might think we're delivering a good service now. We think we can improve on that. So we don't want to get any bigger. We want to concentrate on what we're doing and do that to the best of our ability.
Listen, we can chat all day.
Well, can we say thank you, Tari, for inviting us? We've really enjoyed it. We were so nervous, jelly legs and all the rest of it. So nervous, but we do thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tari.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Forever Mancunians. If you like the show, please follow us in your podcast app, and if you have time, leave us a review. To find out how you could work with Forever Manchester, show your support, receive a newsletter, or make a donation, check out forevermanchester.com.